GOB 57, Jollies, Junkets, Freebies and Famtrips. It astounds me that those who have get more, and those who haven't often get that taken away. Stars attending galas leave with goodie bags, and the rich proclaim their superiority through the gifts that their party guests take home. The richer you are, the more you score for free what the hoi polloi dream of affording. Birding is no exception. The best beloved may carry expensive optics given by those promoting their products. If you lead bird tours, familiarization trips paid for by a tourist authority come your way. If you write about the birding world, then the world may spread its wares at your feet, hoping to impress you enough to review favorably. Readers often assume that anyone who pens a few lines or has co-led a group will be inundated with exotic birding luxuries. It's neither that simple nor that bountiful. Optics companies want their review gear back after a while, only giving away optics to struggling third world NGOs, which is how it should be. Publishers send books, apps, videos and recordings to reviewers, which you might think is a great way to build your library. But it's not so great when they pile up screaming for your time and attention. My shelves filled up long ago, so I sell the surplus for birding for all. One's integrity gets in the way too. I tell it like I see it, so some publishers regret sending me books. One even stopped altogether when I didn't praise a book that bored me to sleep on page 10. I've been invited on quite a few fam trips and even managed to go on one or two. So why on earth would any of the above make me grumpy? Well, while I've had lots of trip invitations, that number has immediately dwindled when they realise that I have a mobility issue. Some immediately ask if I can send another member of my team. I first have to disabuse them, as my entire team consists of me and Hawkeye, and she goes nowhere without her spider spotter, and I go nowhere without my snake shooer. Some make no further mention of my mobility issue, hoping that I will quietly go away. One immediately sent a mail back to me, brusquely withdrawing the invitation. I personally ran the gamut of emotions from anger through disappointment to a resigned sigh. However, as someone trying to represent less than fully fit nature lovers, I was livid. How dare governments, national birding organisations and eco-lodge owners balk at tailoring trips to those who cannot walk the mile to the lodge through the rainforest nor the couple of uphill kilometres to an oil bird cave. Their attitude, no matter how they wrap it up, boils down to one word riposte. Tough. On my own trips, I've found that a little extra work by guides or tour operators would net the hard of walking all but the toughest of ticks. In 5 weeks in southern Africa, I dipped on just one bird, June lark. There was no way to get me to it without my agony or an unacceptable disturbance to the bird. However, I have missed loads when tour operators could not be bothered with sussing secondary sites, or thinking about the different sort of access that I need. The person monitoring Ferdinandina woodpecker nest sites in Cuba took me in his usual vehicle. A guide in India took me to 3 different Malabar trogon sites at different times of day. I saw painted bunting on the backyard feeders in Florida from someone's lounge, and Bachman's sparrow simply because my guide rang a guy during a 2-year study and then took me to the prime viewing spot. Many aging birders find walking harder. Someone should tell the chambers of commerce, tourist boards, and eco-lodges that grey birders are a vast and largely untapped market. And I am the man to blaze trails, albeit very slowly with a limp on even the short trails.